It is that time to find out what is hot and happening in the community. And of course, B.B. Moore Campbell, National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. And on the line, my Sarah, Missouri State Senator Barbara Ann Washington, who every year honors this month with outreach, a brunch. And this time we are talking about brunch with B.B. Sisters. How you doing today, Sarah?
Good morning. Good morning, Sarah. And thank you for KPRS and all they do.
Yes, we appreciate you. You know, as a senator, you are always in the midst of our community, but National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, named after the late author B.B. Moore Campbell, I so appreciate you doing this event to bring attention to an important conversation. Tell us about this year's event, Senator.
This year will be the ninth event. This is an event that I actually started with our sororers at the Mu Omega chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority and the Metropolitan Leadership Institute nonprofit. This is our ninth year. I've continued to do that as an elected official. And this year we'll have a fireside chat with none other than mental health activist for men's mental health, Malik Yoba,
Yes. The
actor, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. And so we're excited to have Mr. Yoba coming. Hopefully we can get him on the radio later this week to talk about why this is an important issue for him.
Now, this goes down this Saturday, 9:30 a.m. at MCC Penn Valley Education Center. Senator, how can people get involved and make sure that they are in the building for this important conversation?
Really easy. You can just email my Senate office, Barbara.Washington@Senate.mo.gov, or call our office at 573-751-3158. It'll be a free breakfast. There'll be a panel discussion as well with mental health experts in the community, as well as vendors that are mental health related, so that you can have resources and have all your questions answered.
And how important was this to you to come up with such an initiative, particularly, you know, mental health in the Black community? We got to remove the stigma, make sure that everyone knows about resources, and it's okay to not be okay.
I had a brother who suffered and didn't really realize it, and we probably didn't realize it. And because there's such a stigma in the Black community that God is supposed to handle everything for you, which we all love God, Allah, whomever we pray to, but it's okay to get help. And so by us not getting help, my brother was one of those people that suffered for decades, and I see other people. Our suicide rate is the highest for African-American young people between 16 and 25. Of all other entities, whether by gun or drugs. Mental health is the reason we see so much crime in our community, because we don't have the resources in our community, plus the stigma once we do have the resources to go. So for me, it's about trying to solve issues in our community and bring those resources to those who most need them. And the Women of Alpha Kappa Alpha have been a big part of this by partnering with the National Alliance of Mental Illness since 2014 is when we started doing this. And we have continued to do this every year.
We love it. So make sure that you RSVP Barbara.Washington@Senate.mo.gov. I'm going to post the flyer on our socials as well. Brunch with B.B. Sisters, Malik Yoba, Fireside Chat, as we talk about mental health, particularly in the Black community. Thank you so much for what you do, Sarah, Senator, and we appreciate everything that you are always pouring into the community.
And thank you for KPRS and all the women of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.